As we heard earlier in the program, Arizona is appealing yesterday's ruling that put much of its tough new immigration law on hold. Even though the law, SB 1070, is taking effect today without its most controversial provisions, it's already having an impact. It's been inspiring musicians on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. Beto Arcos reports from Los Angeles.
For the 3,600 people who got tickets, it was a night to remember. The band Rage Against the Machine reuniting for a benefit concert 10 years after the last show in Los Angeles. This concert sold out in 30 seconds. The reason for the reunion? Arizona's anti-immigration law SB 1070. Lidia Romero says that's why it was such a special night.
We're standing in solidarity with our compañeros and our compañeras in Arizona against SB 1070.
Would you be here if they weren't for that?
Would I be here to see Rage Against the Machine? I would be here to see them, but it wouldn't have the same feeling.
We have some brothers and sisters from Arizona that are here this evening. Brothers and sisters who we love very much.
That's Rage Against the Machine's Zach de la Rocha. He's helped put together a group called The Sound Strike. The group is reaching out to artists who want to make their voices heard on the Arizona law.
Don't call me a wetback. We've been here for years. Survived 5 years. My hands are up on the tears. The bars and shears. Serving up fear to consume. My population grows booming. Explosion. Some brown skin got a cowering. They only want to see a Mexican power in my mind.
This song by LA artists Zul, Casillas, and Malverde is called Arizona Gonna Get Knocked Out. Casillas says the idea for it came to him while he was stuck in traffic, listening to the radio. That's when he heard the LL Cool J classic, Mama Said Knock You Out.
The song came out, LL Cool J song came out, and I thought, wow, man, we need to take that energy, that song, and do a thing, an anthem about the Arizona controversy that's happening. So just out of thin blue sky, the first couple of lyrics came up. Don't call me a wetback. We've been here for years, and we wanted to put something out in Spanglish. And we got a hold of Malverde, and the rest just kind of happened by itself.
Musicians on the other side of the border have also weighed in with songs protesting SB 1070. This one's by Mexican pop singer Amandititita. It's called Sheriff Arizona, and the lyrics are straightforward. We are against the law in Arizona. That's not the way you treat people. They mistreat you, they denigrate you. Just for being brown, they send you to the border patrol.
Estamos en contra de la ley de Arizona. Así no se tratan a las personas. Te maltratan, te denigran. Solo por moreno te avientan a la migra. En cumplimiento de la ley se portan super culé y racistas, malas personas. Así son los sheriffs de Arizona.
Since the sound strike launched a few weeks back, it's already gotten more than 700,000 hits on its website. And given the response to the concert by Rage Against the Machine last Friday, the group plans to organize a series of concerts and festivals across the country to keep the Arizona law on the front burner. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos in Los Angeles.
That's it for our program today. We're online all the time at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.
No quieren que invadamos su vida y su nación. Le tienen miedo a la sobrepoblación. Encarcelarnos es su solución para que nuestra realidad no llegue a Disney World. Malditos desgraciados. Su cerebro descusado.